Tales from the Truth is here. We saw Bigfoot. This is a long story, and I'm not sorry. I've been asked to write about this, so here it goes. Back in 1989, I was with my boyfriend Eddie, his best friend, my older sister Angie, and about six other people. We had spent the entire day mudding in the Royal Palm Beach mud flats in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, aka part of Palm Beach County. I grew up in West Palm Beach. I had never seen anything like this before or since. After mudding all day, we decided to call a night and leave. Almost everyone was gone by then. We all piled into Eddie's truck and left. Eddie saw a small mud hole and drove through it for one last hurrah for the night, and we got stuck. That small hole was deceptive. When I say we got stuck, I mean we were stuck, like for hours. I was pregnant with my first, so I was steering as the other nine were pushing, and that truck didn't budge. We had no choice but to wait until morning for someone to come pull us out, and now we were on our own. At about 5 a.m., we decided we should just relax, try to sleep until someone came through. Eddie, I, and his best friends were in the front. My sister and the other six, who we're all still friends with to this day, piled into the back and started to settle down. We were still making noise when I heard a sound. It was a rumbling growl. I knew immediately that it was some type of animal. I told everyone to hush and listen. Then we all heard it, and it was getting louder and more aggressive sounding. Eddie has a KC light behind his seat. He popped out, grabbed it, plugged it in, and lit the night up. That's when our world changed. 10 of us had our world rocked in a way that we never expected. This thing ducked down and moved. Everyone was starting to freak out because it was clearly there, but what was it? Then it got pissed. This thing stood straight up, let out a roar that I can still hear 31 years later, leapt the large bush it was standing behind, and charged us. You could feel the earth literally shake with every running step it took. It was easily 8 or 9 feet tall. It was broad. It looked like an extremely large man with hair, not fur. It had hair, and lots of it. The KC light lit it up, and you could see the clumping of the hair. The smell was rotten and sour. Being pregnant, I was extremely sensitive to smells, and it was bad. We had spent hours, we're talking 5+ hours, trying to push this truck out. They say adrenaline gives you super strength, and they're right. Because Eddie turned on his truck and started pushing on his door frame. His bestie leapt out of the side and did the same. My sister and I and the other six let out screams as they piled out, and then all you heard was this thing running and roaring. Everyone else was dead silent as they put everything they had into pushing the truck out. With a sucking pop that I can also still hear, we were out and they were throwing themselves into the back, and Eddie and his bestie jumped in and we floored it the fuck out of there. This is woods with tight turns, and we flew around those turns. It felt like the devil himself was chasing us, and we got out onto the main road. We headed for a gas station to calm down and call our families. When we got there, we all got out, sat with our backs to the wall, and that was it. We never said a word to each other, just silence. I think we were too raw, scared, and in complete shock over what had happened. This was lore. This wasn't real. They don't exist. Yet, there it was. After we all called our parents, we went home, one by one being dropped off, not a word spoken. My sister and I did not discuss this until about 5 years ago. We finally opened up about that night and have slowly talked to the others. 25 years after the fact, and every single one of us have spoken about it the same exact way. We have the same story, a memory forever burned into our minds. It wasn't cool, it was scary. I think the reason we couldn't talk about it for so long was because our brains were in denial at first, and then we didn't know how to open up about it. Now I can look back and say, holy crap, we freaking saw Bigfoot.